How do you address the elephant in the room? Very carefully. The thing about an elephant in the room is that it's so big and obvious, but no one wants to go there and address it. Why? Well, because people would rather ignore it than deal with it. This is the sad reality when we can't be open to what is true, even when it's a giant-sized elephant staring us in the face. When there is truth to be spoken, it's never easy, but we are called to speak truth in love. And thankfully, Ephesians chapter 4 helps guide us in how to do that as believers. We are called to love one another, forgive one another, and forbear with one another. And often that requires laying down our agenda to speak truth, receive truth, and not run from it. I also love that in Romans 2:4, we are reminded that the kindness of God leads people to repentance. So in any moment where an elephant issue or sin needs to be addressed, it should always be done in kindness and love. But we often don't want to go there, do we? We don't want to ruffle any feathers or offend someone. Friends, God's truth cuts deep. Hebrews 4:12 makes that clear. We aren't the Holy Spirit for anyone, but we are light bearers of His truth. We obediently bring the truth of God's word to light, and we let God do the rest. Speaking the truth can be uncomfortable. I'm highlighting uncomfortable moments in Scripture this month because it is uncomfortably hot outside. We don't like to be uncomfortable, and we do anything and everything to make ourselves comfortable. But God uses those difficult and sometimes dark moments and water walking seasons to grow us and do something bigger than us. He uses it all. And today I'm looking at a moment Jesus addressed the elephant at the well. John 4:15. The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." In this moment, Jesus went there. Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well. He put a spotlight on her sin, not for the sake of shame, but for the sake of revealing her desperate need for a Savior. Everything about this meeting at the well would have been uncomfortable for anyone else, but Jesus drew near to her, confronted her with truth, and then revealed to her He was the way to everlasting life. This is a beautiful display of how we can reach the lost, meeting people where they are, asking good questions, listening to their stories, and sharing the love of Jesus can reveal a person's need for a Savior. That's the biggest elephant in our culture today. The lost don't know their need for Jesus. They think they're good. We need to go there. The world says we're good, and Jesus says that good water will always leave you thirsty. Only through Jesus can we be satisfied with living water and be made right with God. That's the truth. If that truth makes you uncomfortable today, good. Believe it and never thirst again. I'm Lori Klein.